3. Never bother Dad when he's eating the newspaper. Or did you know that dogs will eat newspaper?
Library employee Kari Peterson reads a story to the program participants. Roughly 10 children, ranging in ages from 9 months to 11 years, sit on the floor and ask questions.
In newspaper, they will, and you can put food scraps in it. They will eat the food and the newspaper and make dirt for you.
You see the baby? You see it?
What?
There are more. After hearing a story, it's time for an experiment. Amy Kubo says she's trying to learn if the worms like light or darkness.
We've got a paper plate, and over one half of it, there's a piece of black paper, so that this side is dark and this side is light, and we're putting worms in the middle and seeing which side they crawl to.
What do you see so far? Do they like light or dark?
I think mostly dark.
But other kids have some different ideas about what the worms would like.
I think mostly they are going to the dark because the tunnels are really black.
Yeah. So Fred thinks they're going to go dark. What do you think, Liam?
Dark and light.
You think they're going to go dark and light?
Pretty much both.
They're all getting off. Hey, look. No. We got him from the gun.
It's time to put the worms to the test. After watching the worms on their paper plates for a few minutes, the answer is obvious, at least for 4-year-old Evelyn Anderson.
They like the dark.
Really? And what's that box you have there?
Yeah.
Hear about it.
I see one of the eggs. See the eggs? They're yellow. See one?
Mm-hmm.
There's worms in there. But there's none on this side. There's none on this side of the box.
Turn it over. Let's try it on a different one. We're going to shine it on this guy's tail. Now let's try his head.
The library's Peterson works with the kids one-on-one for the next part of the experiment. They shine different colored lights on the heads and tails of worms to see if they show any reaction.
Because they don't have eyes, but they can sense light, but only with their heads and not with their tails. It's like trying to herd cats. Trying to herd worms.
In the beginning of the summer, library programs had more than 30 kids in them at a time. Peterson says that number has slowly tapered off over the summer, with an average of 10 to 15 kids now attending each program. She says they've also had help from local volunteers.
The Teen Advisory Board is meeting more often, and we have had a lot of teens volunteering this summer, which has been great because we've had lots of hands-on things, and there's been so much help because we've had larger groups than we've ever had, and it's been nice to have the extra hands.
The library has many more activities going through the summer, including a young writers group, a knitting and weaving class, anime movies, and reading programs for kids and teens. For a complete schedule as well as details, call the library at 772-3349 or go to their website at psglib.org. In Petersburg, I'm Chelsea Tremblay.
Wow. That worm doesn't look great.